This is the Tom Hartmann Program.
Welcome back to our third hour. Tom Hartmann here with you. We've covered a whole lot of territory so far, and just had Congressman Pocan on for an hour. A lot of, one of the recurring themes throughout the day has been essentially Republican perfidy. their willingness and enthusiasm for lying and cheating and stealing and all this kind of stuff, and what the consequence of that is, and how vulnerable are people, and is it actually working for them that they lie to people? For example, check out this ad. This is one of the I'm not sure if this is from the Republican Party, or I guess we'll find out at the very end. Here you go.
The screaming, the violence, the smears, and death threats. The far left moving to socialism, undefended open borders, immediate tax increases, 100% government-run health care. The booming economy stopped. Nancy Pelosi back in power. Gridlock. And then impeachment. Is that really what you want? Voting for any Democrat gets you all of that. Future. The scream.
Yeah. And the graphics were pretty, the visuals were pretty graphic. This is their sales pitch, right? It's the screaming mob. And then they show pictures of, women standing outside of Chuck Grassley's office, or the depictions, the Hispanics are coming for you, the African Americans are coming for you, the gay people are coming. This is essentially what they've been saying for 40 years. This is Lee Atwater all over again, although Lee Atwater's, dead and gone. By the way, I saw last night on Rachel Maddow's show that Lee Atwater on his deathbed confessed that he set up Gary Hart. Which is really interesting. I want to know more about this because Louise and I spent a week with Gary Hart and his wife on an Air America cruise back, 12 years ago, something like that. And it never came up. I'm wondering, if anybody's interviewed Donna Rice and what the deal is, because apparently, he was sitting on the piling and she jumped on his lap and they took a picture and boom, off to the National Enquirer with it. Which, of course, David Pecker's publication, Good Republican. But in any case, years and years of dirty tricks. I mean, this is taking out Gary Hart was sort of like taking out Ed Muskie, the same thing. Richard Nixon did that in 72 because he knew that Ed Muskie would beat him. And so, hey, let's slip him a little Mickey here, or set him up and make him look weepy and, et cetera. So there's that. I want to just recap some of the other things we've been talking about here today. For those of you who are just tuning in or have just recently tuned in, down in San Diego, you've got Duncan Hunter. Here's this guy, Duncan Hunter, who is under indictment, right? 5 dozen indictments for illegally spending donor-given campaign funds on himself, his wife, and his mistresses, a string of affairs, apparently, Duncan Hunter has had. And now, trying to save his butt, he's going full racist. The guy that he is running against, Ammar Yasser Najjar, is one of his parents is Palestinian, the other is Hispanic, and he is a Christian. And an American. I mean, one of his parents is Palestinian ancestry and another is a Latino ancestry. And the ad says, and his name is Campa Najjar now. He changed his name to honor his mother, not to trick the government or something like that. But Duncan Hunter is going, he changed his name to Ammar Campa Najjar. So he sounds Hispanic. This is how hard, by the way, that the radical Muslims are trying to infiltrate the U.S. government. Well, this guy isn't Muslim. So you've got a racial slur, a religious slur, built on a lie. But I guess that's how Duncan Hunter rolls, right?
This is how the Republicans roll.
Arkansas just kicked off another 4,100 people from their Medicaid rolls. More people are going to die in Arkansas. They're averaging around 4,000 a month that they're knocking off ever since Asa Hutchinson, the Republican, replaced the Mr. Beebe, the previous Democratic governor who had expanded Medicaid in Arkansas. So now they put this work requirement in. 76,000 people in the state are subject to this work requirement. And you've got to, every month, prove that you worked 80 hours, and you've got to prove it by going to a website run by the state and posting your information. But the state website is constantly down. And a lot of people who are only working 80 hours a month, that's 20 hours a week at minimum wage, can't even afford to have the internet, particularly in this monopolistic world that we have, can't afford a computer and whatnot. And so they get kicked off, they lose their health insurance because they're low income. And that's the whole point of Medicaid, is to be there for people who are low income. The Khashoggi story is getting weirder and weirder now. Apparently, there is a recording of this. One of the stories that I heard a little while back was that it was recorded by his Apple Watch. I don't know if that's the case, but, you know, because there's just so much that we don't know. But what we do know, according to the Turks, is that it took about 7 minutes to kill Khashoggi, and that first after they snatched him and beat him, they cut his fingers off while he was still alive, according to the New York Times today. And then this from Travis Geddes over at Raw Story. He was tortured and dismembered over 7 minutes while he was still alive. He was abducted October 2nd from the consul general's office at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, dragged into a study next door. A witness downstairs heard horrendous screams. The consul himself was taken out of the room, the source told the website. There was no attempt to interrogate him. They had come to kill him. The head of forensic evidence of the Saudi General Security Department is a guy by the name of Salah Mohammed Al-Tubaigi. He was the doctor, right? He was among the 15-man squad who arrived by private jet. You fly in and out of places by private jet. Rich people do this. You don't have to go through airport security. So you can bring a bone saw with you. The source said Tubaigi started to cut up Khashoggi's body on a table in the study while the journalist was still alive. And the killing took 7 minutes. Tubaigi, the doctor who was cutting up Khashoggi, put on earphones and listened to music as he dismembered Khashoggi's body with a bone saw, and he advised other squad members to do the same. He said on this recording, he said, "When I do this job, I listen to music. You should do that too."
Right.
And while a federal judge just stopped, or actually forced, Betsy DeVos to actually enforce the law. There was a law passed during the Obama administration that said that if you are a student and you got screwed by a for-profit university like Trump University, if you got hustled on a loan, if you got screwed by one of these sham for-profit universities that are just proliferating across the country, Betsy DeVos loves these things. She invests in them. If you get screwed by them, the government will help you out. We'll help you recover your money and make you whole. That was the law passed during the Obama administration. For a year and a half, almost 2 years now, Betsy DeVos has been refusing, as head of the Education Department, been refusing to enforce that law. And a federal judge came along and said, "You must do it." And so theoretically, they're going to start today. Now, Mitch McConnell doesn't like those kind of federal judges who actually ask them to enforce the law. He would much rather have right-wing Republican ideologues on the bench. So, you know, he cut this deal with Chuck Schumer. We'll let everybody go home and campaign between now and the election if you'll just approve 15 federal judges. Well, Schumer went along with it because the 15 federal judges would have got it approved anyway. All McConnell had to do was submit it to a vote. It would have taken an extra half a day. So, you know, Schumer was like, okay, you know, no price to pay. In fact, he was, I'm sure, wondering, geez, why did McConnell be so reasonable? Well, now we found out. As soon as the Democrats left town, McConnell started ramming more Republican judges through. He's literally doing it as we speak. Chuck Grassley and Mitch McConnell moving these federal, you know, and the first court that they're trying to pack right now is the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit out here on the West Coast is the most liberal of all the courts. And one of the guys they're trying to put on this court is from Washington State. Patty Murray has had the power up until last year to say, no, he's from my state. I'm not going to approve him. But Mitch McConnell has thrown that, and that's a rule that goes back to the founding of the Republic. He's thrown that rule out, too. It's all about raw power. He doesn't give a rat's ass about what's right or what's legal.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Stick around. And welcome back. Jimmy in Arkansas. Hey, Jimmy, what's on your mind? Thanks for watching us on Free Speech TV.
Oh, yes, Tom. Nice to talk to you. I just wanted to comment about what the Republican governor in Arkansas has done to the Medicaid, which you spoke about. I got firsthand knowledge. I know what he's done, and it's not good. You know, I go to the pharmacy, and it used to be crowded for several years, you know, before he did this. But now it's not that many people are there. It's thinned out. It's really sad. And let me ask you this: what about employment? What is employment? Self-employment? Yard sales? Lemonade stands? That makes no sense.
Yeah. And if you can't find 80 hours a month worth of employment, you can't get health care. And I'm guessing there are parts of Arkansas where there's just not an abundance of jobs.
Yeah, no transport. Public transportation is terrible here, so they can't get. A lot of people can't get to the job anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's just awful. And I hope that we get a Democratic governor this November that'll change this back.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful that he will. But it's just unfortunate. It's going on all around the country. I know, but
yeah.
You know, it's too bad.
It is. It really is. Jimmy, thanks for sharing your story with us. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. Elizabeth in Green Valley, Arizona. Hey, Elizabeth, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Every time I call, I get really nervous. So I'll try to get out my thoughts clearly. I'm a person that yells at the TV. And when the Republicans call Medicare an entitlement, I want Democrats to yell back saying, no, it's not. It's an annuity. They've paid into it their entire working life.
Right.
So it's not an entitlement. And then the other thing that gets me is this new thing about screaming mobs. I want to say, no, it's not. It's your constituents that don't listen to you.
Go ahead.
You don't listen to them. That's why they're yelling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I just wish the Democrats would start spinning these phrases into a more positive, honest term. So the corporate media can start reporting this or at least hear it.
Yeah.
And because people are, there was a neighbor who didn't have health insurance, but she got cancer, but she felt she had to die instead of trying to apply for assistance because I'm not going to be a leech on society.
Oh, geez.
So Fox News and all those right-wing media have brainwashed people, and they don't even know they're being brainwashed. And I was like another caller, when you try to talk to these Fox News viewers, it's like talking to a wall.
Yeah.
You know, they're just... Or a zombie or a robot. They just can't think. They can't use their brain. And
they're cult members. You know that, Elizabeth. That's what we're talking about here. Fox News and right wing hate radio have basically become a cult. And these people live in a largely reality free bubble. And it's a genuine tragedy because it's in many cases it's destroying their lives and their families at the same time that it's destroying our country. Although it is, exactly what Rupert Murdoch wants. Thank you, Elizabeth, for the call. And I'm sure the Koch brothers are very happy about it, too. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And the Republicans, by the way, are now saying that we really need to depoliticize the House Intelligence Committee. You know, it needs to be. This is a verbatim quote. Hang on just a second. I got to find it here. Yeah, here it is. This is a verbatim quote from Republican Congressman Tom Rooney of Florida. It has to revert back to the way that it was. Sort of like the sleepy little classified committee that nobody ever hears about. This is the committee that just kept investigating Hillary Clinton over and over and over again. And, you know, from Benghazi to emails to you name it. And of course, Mitch McConnell now has come out and said, well, we said that those tax cuts would pay for themselves. You know, we said that not only would it be revenue neutral, it would be revenue positive, but we now have a $1 trillion deficit. So we have to take on the entitlements, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. We just have to cut these things because we cannot, you know, welch on the billion-dollar tax cut that we gave to rich people who fund Republican campaigns. I mean, there's no way we can get that money back from them. So, oddly enough, by the way, just a little detail here, and then I'll pick up your phone calls. The federal deficit for last year, the fiscal year, the government's calendar year is not, or the government's fiscal year, the budgeting year, the year. For the government is not January through December. It's October 1st to September 31st. So on October 1st, we started the 2019 budget year for the United States government, which means that on September 31st, the 2018 budget year ended. And so now 2 weeks later, we can look back at last year and see what the situation was. And sure enough, last year we had a $750 billion deficit. In just 1 year, we added $750 billion to our debt, to our national debt, $779 billion. And interestingly, four Republican policies. If you got rid of four Republican policies, we would have had a $156 billion surplus. Now, remember that when the Republicans start saying, oh, we've got a debt, we've got to cut Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid, oh my God. No, if there was no war in Iraq, which we relied into by a Republican president, if there was no war in Afghanistan, which a Republican president took us into, without needing to, we didn't need to take down an entire country to get bin Laden. In fact, Mullah Omar, who ran Afghanistan, was perfectly willing to arrest him and turn him over to us. There's a report in the Washington Post. Bush said, no, I'd rather have a war. War presidents get all kinds of power, you know. So if we didn't have a war in Iraq and we didn't have a war in Afghanistan and we didn't have the Bush tax cuts and we didn't have the Trump tax cuts, four simple Republican policies, if we didn't have those things, this year we would have paid down the debt, the national debt, by $156 billion. In fact, this is an amazing statistic, but had George W. Bush not done his tax cut and his two wars, Afghanistan and Iraq, and had Donald Trump not done a tax cut, we would have nearly paid off the entire federal debt by now, because Bill Clinton left that kind of a surplus. That is breathtaking. I mean, that's just absolutely breathtaking. So anyhow, let's pick up some phone calls. David in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a couple comments on the ad that was played by the Republicans. I just think it's, first of all, it sounds like a cheap intro to like Judge Judy or something, but I think it's just mind-boggling how they can put out an ad that's so completely ludicrous and false and really play to their audience. So I think it's sad how people get their information in this country and all they have to do is play an ad like this, and it really empowers people on the right. They really hear that and feel empowered and completely agree with something so silly.
Yeah. No, it's all grievance, right? There were no issues in it at all. It was like, be careful of the mob. Amazing. David, thank you. Spot on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
On the other side of this break, we'll be picking up your phone calls, and at about 10 minutes to the top of the hour, we'll be checking in with Talk Media News. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. And yeah, the Republicans are at it again to, you know, take from the poor, give to the rich. It's like, you know, somebody read them Robin Hood when they were little kids and they got it mixed up, right? Apparently, the sheriff of Nottingham was the good guy. Incredible. Just incredible. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Kind of a follow-up from yesterday. Thank you. Yesterday, I called in, and I sort of drew a line between Carter, his observation that we live in an oligarchy, and certain either failure of the Democratic Party to stand up. And I have an idea on how, it's pretty radical, but it's how to get more of the 60 to 65% of progressives who live in this country out to vote. Again, Michael Moore made that point in his last movie. I maintain that we should round out our parties in this country to five by having a D, small d, capital P-A-R-T-Y, associated with the Democratic Party. That means we have a Republican Party, a Democratic Party, the Independent Party or Independent Group, then the Tea Party and the D Party. And this would function basically as an umbrella and a place for somebody, for the millions of people who are frustrated at how Bernie Sanders was treated. And I can't tell you how frustrated I am about that. Even though I don't agree with his foreign policy, I just think that this is an approach and a concept because you listen to Ellison, you listen to the head of the Democratic Party, you had him on earlier
Tom Perez,
this week. Tom Perez. There's a tone deafness, Tom. There's a huge tone deafness.
Robin,
the Democratic Party is not
Robin, it's actually changing very, very rapidly. The Democratic Party isn't listening to you. The Democratic Party doesn't care about you. That's a meme that the Republican Party is working really, really hard to promote on venues like this program and on Facebook and other places like that. As Congressman Pocan just said, more than half of all the Democrats in Congress are members of the Progressive Caucus. Members of the Progressive Caucus refuse to take money from corporations and corporate PACs. They live on small donations. The members of the Progressive Caucus are working really hard, basically for Bernie's agenda. In fact, Bernie was the co-founder of the Progressive Caucus way back in the day when he was in the House of Representatives. And so, you know, this let's cry in our beer about the Democrats, you know, yeah, Tom Perez is not necessarily a screaming progressive. He's sort of in the middle, you know. But, you know, he's doing the best he can, given what he has. And the Democratic Party itself has changed so much in the last 2 years since that election. And a lot of it as a consequence of Bernie's candidacy, that I'm actually very enthusiastic about it, and I think you should be too. You know, unless you just want to spread the meme that, hey, you know, it doesn't matter how if you vote, you shouldn't even bother because, you know, blah, 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 which is a BS meme. Kathy in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, Kathy, what's on your mind? Kathy? Maybe Kathy Butt called us? I don't know. That's Marjorie in North Carolina. Hey, Marjorie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Marjorie?
Tom. I'm fine. Tom, you know, every time I hear you say they're getting ready to all cut the Social Security income, I'm reminded about this 80-year-old woman I met at Amazon. She was 80 years old, Tom, and we both was working for a temp company on the weekend. And Amazon is a job, a big warehouse where you have to lift up in some departments many heavy boxes from 1 pound to 2 pounds to 50 pounds. Her name was Donna, and I asked her, why are you working here, Donna? And she said to me, Social Security paid her rent, but it didn't pay all her other necessary things. And the reason why I'm so remembering that story because I'm 59 now, and I'm like, oh, my God, what's going to happen to me? So to cut this Social Security from the elders, and Donna had to work. She only lasted 2 weekends, Tom. Mm. But if she was like that, imagine all the other elders that's going to suffer if we don't get out there and vote.
Yep.
And I just had to share that story with you, Tom.
Well, thank you very much, Marjorie. That's a very poignant story, and this is exactly what we're talking about. This is life and death for many people. Marjorie, thank you for the call. Robert in Forest Grove, Oregon. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I want to talk about an article that came up in the Truth Out about propaganda. It's called 14 Propaganda Techniques Fox News Uses to Brainwash Americans.
Okay.
14 Propaganda Techniques Fox News Uses to Brainwash Americans. It's by Cynthia Boaz, B-O-A-Z. It's in Truth Out, July 2nd, 2011.
Okay.
And it's because that's what we're talking about here, why so many Americans don't care what Trump does and all the way he treats people and his horrible policies. It's because they don't hear about it, and they're, like you said, they're in this cult.
Yeah,
And I believe this is a political issue. I believe that this propaganda is as important as health care and Social Security, and we Democrats must bring this up after the election and start talking about the effect of propaganda and politics. And it's destroying this country. There's an article in the Sydney Morning Herald from August 2018 by Kevin Rudd, and it's entitled Rupert Murdoch, The Cancer Eating the Heart of Australian Democracy.
Right, and in that article they point out that he continues to own the majority of the media in Australia and has flipped their politics hard right over the last 30 years. And then he did it to the United Kingdom and, you know, buying the Times of London and all these other papers. And then he came to the United States and he did it with Fox News. And you are so right, Robert. You are absolutely so right. And it is a cult. And Robert, if you want to tweet that article from 2011 to me, I'd love to see it. Just tweet me a link and I'll retweet it and we'll share it with people and we'll see what people think about it. Jason in Chicago. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking the call. You know, I've been thinking about, you know, how the Republicans are so good at messaging, and I just wonder why the Democrats just cannot get on the same page. I know as of late they have, you know, after the past 2 years they've gotten better at it, but we still have these. Oh, go ahead.
No, the Democrats are getting their act together. They very much are, and they have been on message. And consistent message. I mean, they're talking about health care. They're talking about good jobs. They're talking about the environment. They're talking about, you know, the debt-free college. Very straightforward stuff. The thing is, the media won't pick it up because the media doesn't like to talk about issues. The media would rather talk about personalities. Who's upset? Who's angry? Who yells? Who doesn't? Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? It's all about the horse race. The media treats politics like sports. All these networks, these particularly the cable networks, they all want to be ESPN at the end of the day.
Yeah, and my final point would be, you know, how I think that, you know, punching back in insults is a slippery slope. It's a huge trap that the Republicans and Donald Trump are baiting us with. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is we got to see the party of division, not the party of insults, which the Republican Party is.
Amen. And we'll find out, by the way, if insults work, because Michael Avenatti is gearing up to run for president, and he's perfectly willing to be the Democratic Party's Donald Trump. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I know that it's probably going to energize a lot of people. It may turn off a lot of people, too. It's going to be real interesting to watch. Jason, thanks for the call. We'll be back. We're going to check in with Talk Media News in about 4 minutes.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So right on the other side of this break, Ellen Ratner will be with us. Stick around. It's 44 minutes past the hour. And welcome back. Randy in Ottawa, Iowa. Hey, Randy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'd like to make a quick point about your tax cut idea here earlier, and that was, it would have been in July or August of 2002 when the checks for $300 and $600 went out of the Bush tax cuts, that
right.
he borrowed $54 billion, I can't remember, or million, excuse me, to pay for those checks. And it since then, the debt has gone up. It has never, they never paid off the $52 million.
Right.
And so from the get-go, it was all deficit spending from him then on.
Yeah.
And
the last balanced budget was the last balanced budgets were the last 2 years of the Clinton administration. And before that,
correct.
The last balanced budget was the last year of the Carter administration.
Correct. Correct. Could I touch on something else? I did some canvassing for J.D. Shulton here in Western Iowa. That's Steve King's district.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there were I had a lot of the Democrats that were on my list. I had 30 doors to knock on in my precinct, and I had a lot of the Democrats there were ready for change, and they weren't going to have a problem voting Democrat. And I ran on to some people who, one person, an elderly person on Social Security probably, or her husband's retirement, she just said, I take what I get. And I had another one who, you know, you could see she was just a very pleasant, very nice person. Who people who don't want this turmoil and this ugliness in their life. And thirdly, one that didn't vote was one that was turned off by Democrats accosting or confronting White House administration in restaurants. So there's no easy way to do this. And the Republicans have picked a fight, and the Democrats have to rise to the occasion to save the union.
So how do you rise to the occasion when the other side has picked a fight? Do you kick back? Do you walk away? Do you point out the hypocrisy?
Well, it would be my first inclination to confront the. But as I talked to one gentleman, it came out that I told him I felt that the Democrats had waited too long after the theft of the Supreme Court seat, and that all of these things that if democracy had worked properly and the Republicans had freed up the information out of the White House for the Supreme Court hearing, that he probably wouldn't have made it to the point where these women had to address it. So
right.
I think that peace brings prosperity, and when the other side will not speak truthfully and honestly about their position, it really makes it hard and puts us in a corner. So there's going to be some bad that comes with it, and hopefully there'll be some good in the end.
Yeah.
And thank you.
Well, Randy, thank you for going door to door and knocking on 30 doors. That's a major accomplishment, and you deserve lots and lots of props for that. So congratulations,
love
Randy.
You,
I'm applauding you. Thank you so much. Good talking to you. We're going to check in with Ellen Ratner with Talk Media News right after this. Stick around. Welcome back. Let's check in with Talk Media News and find out what's going on in the world today. This report brought to you by GoatsForTheOldGoat.com and Ellen Ratner's new book, Loving What You Do. On the line with us is Ellen Ratner herself. Hey, Ellen.
Media News and find out.
Ellen? Well, that's so strange. I'm not here on Ellen.
This is Ellen Ratner herself.
Well,
hey,
I am at your affiliate in.
Ellen?
I'm at your affiliate in.
Well, that's so strange.
Can you hear me?
I do, but I'm hearing myself coming back down the line.
Well,
you got a mixed minus problem here.
I'm at your affiliate.
Yeah, Ellen, no, bring it up.
I'm hearing myself.
Ellen, I'm going to have to put you on hold and take a phone call from somebody. And if you're calling in through that radio station's board, they need to reconfigure their board, or you need to hang up and call us back on your cell phone, because I'm getting the station's stream on top of it. So Shira's going to check in with you right now on line 10. And while you're doing that and figuring it out, Jack in Petaluma, California, you had a comment, Jack?
Yes, Tom. How are you today?
I'm well.
First thing I'd like to comment about is Mr. Hunter ought to scrape his wife out from underneath his bus.
Yeah.
But also the fact that while all this is going on, these advertisements against the Democrats, I see nothing about, number one, they lost 22 of our fighters in the hurricane in Florida. Why did they leave them there? Especially when the Navy pulled out of Norfolk for Florence.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly don't know. Ellen's calling back right now. Sure, if you want to grab that line.
Okay.
Jack, I don't know the details on that, but, you know, I do know that never underestimate the perfidy of the Republican Party. Thanks for the call. I mean, this is like, you know, people are waking up and they're figuring these things out and how bad all this is. So, sure, can we get Ellen back on? Is it working? Let's try this again. Ellen Ratner. Hey, Ellen, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
No? It is not working. Okay, I'm going to put that on hold, and I'm going to pick up Zach's call in Seattle. Hey, Zach, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Amazing I got through. I'm interested what your thought is on the Wolfpack initiatives to get money out of politics via a constitutional amendment.
I've had this conversation with Cenk. If they're calling for a constitutional convention, which is what this all started out as, so are the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers have 32 out of the 36 necessary states signed up for it already. And I guess 28 of the 32 necessary states to start it, and then they need 34, 36 to finalize it. I think it would be a huge mistake if that's the case. On the other hand, I understand that they have kind of over time changed this to say, okay, we're going to use the Article 5 process to push a constitutional amendment up from the states, but without actually having a constitutional convention where we open up the Constitution, take it apart, tinker with it, figure out what's going on, all that kind of stuff. And I haven't talked to Cenk in about a year on it, so I'm not sure where he's at right now. But if they're just pushing a constitutional convention, and if they have joined with the coalition that Move to Amend is part of and Public Citizen is a part of, there's a whole bunch of organizations who are working on this and who are pushing, you know, really, really good constitutional conventions. In that case, I would be supportive of it. So anyhow, that's it.
Cool.
Zach, thanks a lot for the call. Do we have Ellen this time and it's working? Ellen Ratner.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey,
okay.
Ellen.
And here I am at KTRC, your affiliate in Santa Fe.
Wonderful.
So there's a lot going on. First of all, the absentee ballots that were assigned in Atlanta, over 1,000 of them were not allowed on. They were discounted by the Atlanta radio station. I'm sorry, by the Atlanta, not radio station, but the Secretary of State.
Right.
And now the ACLU is suing them because they're saying signatures didn't match. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Also, we do know that Bloomberg is reporting that Robert Mueller, who, of course, is doing the Russia investigation, will have a full report right after the midterms, which will, of course, is going to happen November 6th. Also, now Donald Trump says he hasn't heard the tape. He doesn't know if there's a tape, but we do know that the Secretary of State is coming back from Turkey, and he said he expects a full report from the folks in Turkey and what's happening with Saudi Arabia. Also, ProPublica now says that the Trump family did not tell the truth for investors, that they claimed in Las Vegas that they were sold out, but only 25% of the units were sold by 2011. And the result is that they did build it in Fort Lauderdale. They entered into foreclosure. And so there's many, many stories that ProPublica has looked at and found out that they did not actually wind up
in any way, shape, or form. From that report, what I'm seeing is Ivanka lied to the investors, Donald lied to the investors. The investors lost $35 or $55 million or something like that.
That's right.
And on top of that, remember Cyrus Vance?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, he's a he was a Democrat, right? And he was the prosecutor in New York who was supposed to go after.
And let it go.
The Trump family. Well, he let it go after they made a $35,000 campaign contribution to him. So now they're starting to look into Cyrus Vance for taking a bribe from the Trumps.
Well, that's right.
Back in the day.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And also, the Trump campaign says that they are going to, not the Trump campaign, President Trump said that he's going to eliminate the USAID money to Honduras if those people come through Guatemala and come to the Mexican border. The Mexicans are also doing that as well.
Wow. Wow.
So, it's crazy. Now, there are over 1,000 people that are still missing from Hurricane Michael. Most of these people are very, very old or have a disability or are living alone, and they have not been in touch with their family members.
How many?
We may see a very, over, well, 1,135 people so far, and the number is increasing.
Wow. That's Katrina level. Well, Katrina was almost 3,000 people, wasn't it? Or 2,000?
Right.
I forget the exact number,
well,
but it was
a lot
huge.
Of people, and you know, the reason we built the community center in Katrina is because people didn't know how to swim. But the question is, what's going on now? And, of course, we know that Anise put help, a couple put a help sign, and Anise found it while going on the Internet, and she sent help to them and actually got them out of trouble.
Wow. Wow. Would that be like Google Earth or something? I mean, that's remarkable.
That's exactly what it was. That's exactly how she found it. You're absolutely right.
That is incredible. There's got to be a lot of people who are Google Earthing right now to see, you know, what it looks like and or you know those satellite feeds. Ellen, would you please give my very best regards to everybody at KTRC? They were one of our very first commercial affiliates. It's a great radio station.
I certainly will, and we're sitting right here in the studio.
Cool. I have done my show out of that studio. It's been a long time, but I've done my show out of that studio. I'd love to do it again one of these days. Ellen Ratner
Thank
with
you.
Talk Media News at KTRC in Santa Fe. Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you.
And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat place. And in the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. There's so much you can do to help support good Democratic candidates. Check it out. Get out there. Go to Rock the Vote. Go and Democrats.org. Get active. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.